Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 to chapter 8, verse 6. The priesthood in biblical Judaism was determined by physical descent. A man had to be of the tribe of Levi. Our Lord Jesus was of the tribe of Judah, and therefore could not be a priest. However, through his death and resurrection, he offered himself and established a new covenant. He is its only true high priest and victim. All human ordained priests are his representatives, acting in his person, in persona Christi. The sacrament of baptism enables every person to share in Christ's mystical body and his character traits of priest, prophet, and king. Today's reading from the letter to the Hebrews describes the interior qualities needed by the high priest: holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. Jesus is our holy high priest. God is holiness itself. Isaiah heard the angels sing in the temple, and we join them at every Mass when we sing, "Holy, holy, holy." Because Jesus is the Son of God, he is holy. He is purity, totally other, pure goodness. Jesus is in perfect fellowship and harmony with the Father and the Spirit. Jesus is our innocent high priest. Because he is the supreme good itself within the Trinity, Jesus has never done anything unkind, unloving. He is blameless. Jesus is our undefiled high priest. He is totally free from any blemish of sin. He has conquered all temptations from the flesh, the world, and the devil. Jesus is immaculate. Jesus is our separated high priest. He is not separated from sinners in the sense that he wants nothing to do with him. On the contrary, it was for that very reason that he came. But Jesus is separated in the sense of being totally different. While fully human and tempted in every way, he never sinned. He was the perfection of humanity according to God's original plan, the highest and the best human being. Sin is incompatible with his holiness. Jesus is our high priest, higher than the heavens. While truly human, he is also truly divine. Jesus has gone through death and opened the gates of heaven for us. He is beyond the heavens because he is the creator of the heavens. Through our baptism, we share in Christ's priesthood, but we can never really come close to who and what he is. We will be fortunate to have just a glimpse of these qualities. Jesus is our high priest, we, his ministers, bringing him to our world today. As we strive to be conformed to him by the Holy Spirit, may our hearts always cry out, "Santus, Santus, Santus, Heilige, Heilige, Heilige." Takatifu, Takatifu, Takatifu. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Amen. And now the reading from Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. He has no need, as did the high priest, to offer sacrifice day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. He did that once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints men subject to weakness to be high priests, but the word of the oath, which was taken after the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The main point of what has been said is this: we have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle that the Lord, not man, set up. Now, every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, the necessity for this one also to have something to offer. If then he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are those who offer gifts according to the law. They worship in a copy and shadow of the heavenly sanctuary, as Moses was warned when he was about to erect the temple. For God says, "See that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." Now he has obtained so much more excellent a ministry, as he is mediator of a better covenant, enacted on better promises. The word of the Lord.